Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm so embarrassed I want to chew my fist.
Greetings, happy Monday everybody. My name is Patrick Foster. You're listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast, and I'm proud to say we're going to have a week of what was first this week. So happy that people are enjoying this, and thank you so much for all the cool suggestions that came in. I'm going to get through five of them this week, and then we're going to have some other stuff next week. But I'll keep working on these for you because they're fun, and it's a little bite-sized history lesson, folks. Today, I want to talk about a label that was suggested to me by one of our community members, Stephen Routledge. Thank you, Stephen, very much for messaging me about this selection. And I'll read to you guys what Stephen wrote. Patrick, a suggestion for your What Was First series. How about Creation Records? Home to Teenage Fan Club. We know Stephen likes that band a little bit. Primal Scream, Jesus and Mary Chain, My Bloody Valentine, and many others, including a couple of brothers from Manchester who didn't really do much. It is an amazing story, Creation. Super influential label. 16 years the label was extant and crossed all kinds of genres, really. Shoegaze, Britpop, post-punk, indie pop, even some. They had a little bit of a acid house period for a while, a little folk, all kinds of different stuff. And when we get around to the first record on Creation, I think you guys are going to get a kick out of this. Now, it's been really interesting. These records have been, you know, sort of seminal in many cases of the labels we're talking about. But this one's going to be an interesting case. Now, before we get into that record, we got to talk a little bit about Alan McGee. Alan McGee is a legendary figure in the UK music scene. He came out of Scotland and left school at the age of 16 and pretty much devoted his life, the rest of his life, to music and continues to do so. Though he did spend a short period of time working for the British Rail Service early on when he first moved to London, I think, to support himself. Really quick, he joined a punk rock band called The Drains in 1978. For a short time, he was in a band called H2O. And then he moved to London and he formed a band called The Laughing Apple. And this was around 1980-81. They recorded three singles in 81 and 82. And in 1983, he decided to quit his job at British Rail, and he co-founded Creation Records, named after the cult 1960s band The Creation, who McGee adored, along with a couple of associates, Dick Green and Joe Foster. No relation that I know of. What I have to tell you about Alan McGee is all throughout his time in the music business, he had his hands in many different projects, his fingers in many pies, as they like to say. And by the year 1983, he was not only playing in The Laughing Apple, he was doing a fanzine called Communication Blur, and he was booking a venue called the Communication Club. And it was right around this time that the first record was issued on Creation. It was in 1983, this record came out, and it had the catalog number, appropriately, Creation Records 001, August of 1983. It was by an artist called The Legend, and the title of the EP is 73 in 83. It's a 7-inch single with three songs on it. Now, I got to tell you about The Legend first. Let's find out who The Legend is, okay? The Legend is a man named He was born Jeremy Andrew Thackeray. He may be better known to people as Everett True. It was a pseudonym he adapted during his music journalism career. I think he had moved from one paper to another, and the previous or the new employers didn't want him to use the name he was writing on under the old paper, so they had him change it. But it says here, and I'm reading a little bit here from the source of all human knowledge. In 1982... Everett True is what we'll call him, went to a gig by The Laughing Apple, and he met the group's lead singer, before mentioned Alan McGee. And this is what McGee says, quote, there used to be this guy who'd stand in the front of all the gigs and dance disjointedly. They became friends, and he offered the role of MC to Everett True, a.k.a. Jeremy Andrew Thackeray. Are you confused yet? McGee says, quote, he was the most enigmatic, boring, kindest, shyest person you could ever meet. And it just appealed to my sense of humor to make him the MC. Originally, McGee was calling him the legendary Jerry Thackeray. But eventually that was shortened to just the legend. And I guess, I mean, I'm guessing here that in exchange for that service, he was able to record a record, the legend. And that was the first release on Creation Records, folks. So I'm not going to pass any judgments. I'll let your ears be the judge, and I'll tell you a few other things. But right now, let's drop the needle on the first track, the title track, 73 and 83 from The Legend. This is Creation Records 001.
Seventy-three and eighty-three. I'm looking at them and you're looking at me. So good to be alive. What's the difference? 10 years. What's the difference? 10 years. 10 years and nothing else. Read the music papers. It's so great to be alive. All the bands are dead now. 73 and 83. All the bands are dead now. All the bands are dead now. What's the
okay, so there you have it, folks. If anything sounds like a writer getting up in front of a microphone and trying to make a song, it is that. The other tracks on the record are track two, You, parentheses, Chunka Chunka, Were Glamorous, and track three, Melt the Guns. There's no real record that I could find of how many copies of this record were made or how many were sold, but it's interesting if you go onto Discogs. There are 12 copies for sale. Most of them are from the UK. I don't believe it was ever issued over here in our country. And they range from, you know, $20 to $30. It's about a $30 record. And there's one review here on the Discogs page that I found so humorous. It was written in November 22nd of the year 2021, not that long ago, by a user on Discogs, just with the lowercase FYGR. Figer, I don't know what that means. But he writes, a fist-chewingly, embarrassingly awful record by an indifferent NME hack. Quite why Alan McGee made this pile of shite. The first release on Creation is puzzling, to say the least. It had to have been for a bet, surely. Now, I'll tell you, Alan McGee's had a fascinating life. And there are a couple of books out there about Creation. On their website, they do a fabulous job. There's a history by year when all these cool things happened. I mean, bandwagon-esque Screamadelica, Primal Scream and Teenage Fan Club, and Loveless all came out in 1991 on Creation Records. That right there is enough to get you a place in music history. But if all the things that I've read about in a book that was written by Alan called Creation Stories, Riots, Raves, and Running a Label, if half of them are true, he lived a crazy life, crazy wild life, and is lucky to still be with us on this planet. It's a fascinating story of all these things that happened, and how he lived through half of it, I have no idea. And, you know, he also went on to create the Pop Tones label, was the manager of the Jesus and Mary Chain for a long time. The legendary story about it is that he was given a demo tape. He booked him at a show at a club he was booking. And just based on their sound check, he signed him to Creation. And their records went on to do a little better than the legend. But let's see if we agree with the user on Discogs who wrote that review. Why don't we play a little bit of the second track? You, Chunka Chunka, Were Glamorous.
You were glamorous. Or so I wanted to pretend. I've never met anyone like you before and have never wanted to again. Friendship, friendship, it's as fleeting as last week's rinse. Feed me with your manifestos and when the magic goes we can find something else to believe in. London's a big city. One lost in 5 million, it's a big difference. As big as this. You, Chunka Chunka at Glamorous. Or so it seemed. You, Chunka Chunka at Glamorous. Or so it seemed.
Okay, not exactly John Cooper Clarke. Let's just put it that way. Definitely has a certain time and space continuum to it, right? It sort of feels like a really early 80s record when people were trying anything. Hey, you were glamorous. but that's the legend. Now, I will tell you about the legend. That wasn't the end of his recording career, the first record. No, he had actually Creation Records 010010. Called the Legend Destroys the Blues. He put out an album in 1985 called Some of Us Still Burn. 1986, an album called Everything's Coming Up Roses. 1986, another 7-inch, a couple 7-inches in the 80s. And then in 1993, weirdly enough, he pops up on the Sub Pop label with a song called Do Nuts in 1993. And then in 2005, he put out a record, and he also has three full-length CDs, including the Everett True Connection. I don't know if that's a compilation or what. In 2001, and then 2003, there's a CDR he issued in 2006. So, still out there bringing it is Everett True / Jeremy Andrew Thackeray. Let me see. Let's see. He worked at the New Musical Express in 1998. He was sacked from the paper and instead took a job at its rival, Melody Maker. He was told to adopt a new pseudonym, and the legend name was too closely associated with NME, so he chose Everett True from the early 20th century cartoon, The Outbursts of Everett True, with which I'm not familiar. Ah, I see the connection here. Apparently, one of his first assignments was to go to Seattle to cover the emerging grunge scene. He helped publicize the music and befriended many of the bands. He actually performed guest vocals on a single with Calvin Johnson and Toby Vail's band, The Go Team. Hold on, folks. And in 1991, he introduced Kurt Cobain to Courtney Love at a Butthole Surfers and L7 show. Whew. Well, now that's interesting. So that alone marks him as a legend in music history. So there you have it, folks. That is the story of Creation. That was really interesting. I really enjoyed this, and my eyes were opened. And I will now be using the phrase fist-chewingly embarrassing. It's so embarrassing you have to chew your fist. That's a bad record. Anyway, thank you, Stephen, buddy. I appreciate that. I've got some more suggestions coming up from our community members for the rest of this week. I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized musical history lesson. You have been listening to What Was First on Suburbs Pod, and my name is Patrick Foster. We're going to play out with the final song on the first release on Creation Records 73 and 83, Creation 001. The song is called Melt the Guns. My name is Patrick Foster, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Reading the papers, feeding the paupers, I see all lies spread out in front of me. You ask me what's so wrong with the youth of today, when it's you and your kind who are sending my contemporaries off to die. Join the army, it's a man's life. Kill a few arges, maim some civilians and screw a few birds, no one will care. The rugby club mentality starts all over again. Sent to die to save your face, to save your place in history as the most feared system we know of. I read the papers, and this is all they ever seem to say.
Go to Warsaw,
but don't come back.
Go to Warsaw,
protect and survive.
Go to Warsaw,
for Queen and country.
Go to Warsaw,
we all salute you.
Go to Warsaw,
and don't come back.
Go to Warsaw,
protect and survive.
Go to Warsaw,
for Queen and country.
Go to Warsaw,
we all salute you.
Four, five, six generations actually came around from up near Newcastle. So I probably should be supporting Newcastle, of course, but I can't do that, right? They're part of the evil nation sports washing empire. And here I am, I'm off track. Okay.